$1,000 million again yesterday of this fiat money produced by privately owned Federal
Reserve. Now, I want to point out something, Noel, because you're exactly right. But you know what's been happening? Since they ran out of Federal Reserve money, they've been stripping money out of the real economy. And by the real economy, I mean company money. That should have been helping out small businesses and medium-sized enterprises for their short-term loans that aren't getting money. In other words, this money they're taking out now is actually crushing and killing any attempt that businesses are going to make to save themselves. So what we're looking at is...
I remember you made a statement there a few months ago, one of your shows. I think you might have been with Mohammed Rafiq, and I think you actually said it to me on the show you did with me. You said this was going to be the worst Christmas in living memory, and
yes.
I don't think there's much. The news going out already is, you know, with the credit squeeze, especially in the United States, that this is definitely going to be the worst Christmas
ever.
Ever. But, you know, I have a suggestion that Obama, if he really wants to help us out, he actually officially takes power on the 31st of December. So then
no, he takes it on the 20th of January.
Yeah, but it was wishful thinking, Darrell, because if he took power on the 31st of December, he could block the U.S. taxpayer sending $3 billion to Israel with interest.
Mm-hmm.
Because people need to understand that American aid to whether it be to Africa, to Asia, to, you know, besides the CIA funding of their wars all over South America and in Africa and Congo at the moment, and you see Mossad is there, that places like Turkey and Egypt and you know, whatever the country that the U.S. gives money to, it gives it to them gradually over the year or late, usually late. For example, the UN is a couple of years in arrears, except the financial donation to Israel, which is paid on the 1st of January. Now, the Israelis don't take all of this money on the 1st of January. They actually get interest on this money paid by the U.S., which is absolutely absurd. And people say, well, that's about $500 per Israeli. And I would like to question that. How much of the Arab minority, with very fast-growing Arab minority in Israel, that are Israeli passport holders, actually see of any of this money? I don't see any investment in East Jerusalem for the real habitants of the city. I see Jewish extremists moving in, buying up bigger and bigger parts of East Jerusalem with U.S. tax dollar money. It has to stop.
Yes. Well, you know, what we're seeing here, though, Noel, is at the same time, even long-time shills like Alex Jones are being forced to address this Israeli problem because it's right in everybody's face, and he would lose his entire credibility if he didn't start talking about it. But isn't it interesting that I've been saying these things for 4 years, and now I'm being vindicated here? I was onto this stuff years ago, Noel, and a lot of people said I was out of my mind, I was crazy, and I've been proven right here, and now we've got people like this cretin over there at whatreallyhappened.com, which is a very large website to people who are not familiar with it in Africa, in the Pan-African area. This guy supported Barack Obama, knowing full well that he was supported entirely by Zionist money. So this guy has shown his colors. There is a lot of deception out there, Noel, that has to be dug through. But you must admit, there is a growing awareness that who did this to them and how they did it. And what interests me the most is the fact that these people don't even care anymore that they're being outed. They're acting with impunity. This guy Paulson, he just is stealing the money and just saying that we're not even going to show you who it goes to.
Yeah, I find the most open is the actual Israeli Haaretz or J-Post. I mean, they put this up on a regular basis, exactly what they're doing to the rest of the planet, you know, whether it's whether it be banking, Mossad infiltration or attacks or whatever. They broadcast that openly, but yet you have the U.S. press that are all hush about it. I'd just like to mention, Darren, I'm not a big television person. I strongly disagree with putting the kids in front of television from an early age. But I did catch a clip the other night on that very, very fair and balanced channel, Fox News. And it was the anchor, what's his name, Smith, and he was interviewing Ralph Nader. And because Nader had made a comment, he said, is Obama going to be Uncle Sam for the Americans, or is he going to be Uncle Tom to the big industrialists, or the big industry? Very interesting comment, I thought.
Yeah, and he tried to back him into a corner, and an Uncle Tom, by definition, is somebody who sells out his people in the face of profit and gain. I mean, and that's exactly what the Uncle Tom moniker means.
Yeah.
And he was using it in the correct context, and this guy tried to corner him, and he failed, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely. And besides, you know, it's a Republican channel. It was quite strange that he'd actually go after Shepard Smith. That's his name.
Well, I got to tell you, Noel, that the facts are coming out. We need 30 million and 300 million people listening to these facts. And the fact that we get 20,000-30,000 people on the internet, and you know, we get a large audience on CII knowing these facts, but we need to get these facts on the ground where the criminals are acting most actively, and that is in Europe and in America. And this is very difficult, is it not? I mean, what is it you see about this penetration we're getting and how it could be better done?
Well, I mean, Darrell, just pick the country in Europe, and you'll see. I'll talk about the country that I live in Switzerland. If you go to the ADL website, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, these Jewish Freemasons formed in 1913, they still have a big story up there against the Swiss making a $25 billion gas deal with Iran, and they're trying to influence the Swiss on what they should and shouldn't do. Pick Serbia, you have the Lubavitchers setting up their first place of sin. I wouldn't call it a synagogue, but it's more a business center. You have the different scandal after scandal in the UK, and every single time, whether it's Mandelson or any one of the other Jewish cronies in power in the UK, if the list goes on and on, you have a Belgian politician. He sang a song, and they're accusing him of a Holocaust denial. And I see it as the Israelis, the Jews, the Jewish state, the terrorist state of Israel on their last legs here, trying to push this Holocaust and the myth of the 6 million down their throats, and using the famous expression that now if you criticize Israel, you know, their absolutely horrendous treatment of the Palestinians, that if you say, well, I don't agree with them cutting off the power supply to the only power station in Palestine, they will now label you as an anti-Semite. And most people say, well, you know, I don't care what the Jews think. But if what they're doing is they're going after the professors and people that are a little bit higher up, you know, people that are looked up to in the community, and if one of them gets out of, and it doesn't make any difference whether it's Ireland, France, Spain, Portugal, Germany, especially Germany, if any one of the leaders, you know, the local leaders, kind of steps out of place, this Israeli lobby, this criminal network is in there reminding them, if we get you with anti-Semitism, you lose everything. So we have, the numbers are growing there, which is great, but we need to get over this hurdle of being labeled anti-Semitic for criticizing a genocide.
Well, it's not just a genocide, because what they've got planned for us is to further that genocide into the millions. I mean, look, Noel, you looked into what happened in the steppes of Russia under the control of these criminals. They murdered by starvation and other means millions. I mean, there were as many people murdered in Russia as there were murdered by these same people in World War II. So there's been hundreds of millions murdered by these people over the last century. And then we're not even talking about the murders they've committed in Africa. Now, the Pan-African murder rate is unbelievable. I mean, look, they've inoculated them with poisons and then killed them off with AIDS. The AIDS virus was made by their scientists.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you really do the math, and then how about all of the opportunities we've lost to do good things in parts of the world, in South America, Central America, Africa, Asia. We've lost the opportunity over the last 100 years to do good things because they never would allow good things to be done. And the biggest criminal group that they've been working under is the United Nations.
Absolutely.
These people don't ever stand up against these criminals, ever. In fact, the reason they don't is because they are part of the criminal network. Now, let me get one more thing in here that we can both talk about. The IMF is controlled by a man named Dominique Strauss-Kahn.
Absolutely.
Now, Dominique Strauss-Kahn is a French Zionist Jew from the socialist side of the ledger here in France, a convicted embezzler of insurance money for children. He stole hundreds of thousands, I believe, from an account that was earmarked for young students in university, and he pocketed the money, and when he was found out, they tried to whitewash over it, but he was convicted of stealing the money. And now he is the chief of the world's IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and it is he who they believe will be underwriting the future debt of the United States when they do not pay off their bond money. In other words, America is insolvent, Noel, and when they finally go into receivership, it'll be the IMF that comes to their aid, and that's another Zionist criminal network. So these people are just all over the financial system, no matter where you look.
Well, I mean, even this guy Kahn, Dominic Kahn, Strauss Kahn, he was involved there 2 weeks ago in a little scandal that he had his little girlfriend there, and he had to get rid of his girlfriend, and, you know, there was improprieties going on, and yet they let him away with it. I would agree that, I think their plan is for a one world government and one world money, and money system will probably be electronic when they're plugged in South America and Africa and Asia, everyone completely into the internet. They won't need any of this fake paper money. And the IMF, I mean, I've been reading articles, you know, it's funny you see a headline, IMF to print money. I mean, that's a very, very strange headline to read. And it's definitely coming. America is insolvent, the UK is insolvent, Spain is insolvent, Ireland are trying to fight against it. But if you look at the way the money markets, Daryl, I got a lot of this education from yourself talking to you privately, stuff I've looked into, that yep. These big financial houses are able to bring up and down countries. I mean, there's nothing too big for these people. They absolutely, this Jewish mafia controlled the financial system, and what they did was, in Ireland in the early 80s, was to flood Ireland with money and technology taken from the US, and got a lot of the US companies to set up in Ireland, and now they're running. Della's about to let off a couple of thousand people, moved to Poland apparently, and the Irish economy, after living a 20-year tiger economy for 20 years or 15 years, all of a sudden we've had the carpet pulled out from under us, and we're going to have to go and start begging for money. And you know, if you in your own life, if you have to go and beg someone for money, you know, $100, 100 francs, or you know, 100 rand, whatever you need to just to survive, the first and second time you go there, you might get away with it, but after the third time, you're going to have to pay back with favors. And basically, some of the South American countries have been caught with this in the past, and some of them are not prepared to fall into more traps with the IMF. We're talking specifically about the IMF. We are talking about the loans, the billions of dollars they give to different countries and different dictators comes with strings attached. And strings attached will be, you have to sell off your natural resources. You know, you have water, you need to privatize that. You need to privatize your electrical grid, and you need...
Yes, your road system even, with toll roads, your water system, to Veolia, a Rothschild-inspired company worldwide. No, I even talked to you about that, and you said that Veolia is in Ireland now. Veolia is in England. Veolia is everywhere.
Switzerland, yeah. Yes, I've seen publicity. I think that's it's a name I hadn't come across until you mentioned where you got that email from your Swedish buddy Thomas. But now that I'm aware of the name, I've seen it in publicity in local papers. So, you know, as the famous one goes a couple of years ago, where you had AJ going on about the King of Spain owning the toll roads in Texas, he wasn't far from the truth. He just didn't go all the way.
That's right. He didn't go to the top of the food chain. And here's the interesting thing: a lot of mid-level and even upper-level criminals are taking it on the chin in this round of financial problems for that group at the very top who control everything. You have to understand that even mid-level Jews in this recent round of financial problems are doing badly. And what we're seeing is that the only profiteers that are really coming in are the people who control Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan or Lloyd's TSB or Wells Fargo. There's a bunch of them out there. Santander Bank is another Zionist-controlled bank in the Latin American area. And all of these banks are also involved heavily in drug money laundering. Every one of them. They do it through their centers in Caymans. They do it off of Jersey. They do it from Panama. They do it from Monaco. They do it from Liechtenstein. The fact of the matter is we are looking at a worldwide crime gang that is really flexing its muscles at the very time they're being found out. So the way this is going to end up is it can only end badly for somebody. And I'm hoping it's not the public. I'm hoping it's not the people. I'm hoping it's not Islam and Christianity and the rank and file human beings.
Absolutely, yeah, I know trying to get the religions fighting among themselves has to be avoided. But I just like, you know, people to study your history a little bit and go back to 1917 in Russia. I know you were mentioning earlier in your show, you're talking about communism, which is a Jewish invention. The leaders, Trotsky, all Karl Marx, all Jews. Now, I've met some people, over the years that were Americans that came, their parents or grandparents came from Russia at the time, and they bought into the idea of communism, which was that everyone would be equal. And it was interesting you mentioned there, Daryl, that a lot of these, some of these mid-level Jews and other rich people are being massacred at the moment. This financial this financial mess going on at the moment. But this is exactly what they did with communism. Instead of bringing the poor up to the middle class, they brought the rich middle class down to the poor, and that's what communism is. And a lot of people bought into it. It's another ism, a Jewish invention, and you know, if you do study your history, and as you mentioned, the millions and millions that were killed, China's communist, look behind the mindset of these Bolshevik communists. If you look into the push of communism through the 20s and 30s. Into Germany, because when Hitler eventually did take power in 1933, he still had to contend with about 6 million communists. So the idea of the workers' revolution and we'd share everything is a very dangerous path to go down, because you'll always have the few top cats at the very top that are creaming off the top. But this time they've gone absolutely nuts. The money system, I think the plan is to get rid of the money system, get onto a one world currency, but some of these derivatives, and I know you've done many shows, Darrell, on the derivatives, this is not all controlled by Jewish extremists or Jewish bankers, or there's a lot of traders out there making these little side bets with the not help, but it might have hindered the overall Zionist plan of a world takeover, frothing around the man. They're running around like crazy. They're going to have this big meeting in Washington on the 15th of November, and you have this Jewish guy, Sarkozy, president of France, going to be pushing for more controls, more. This sounds more and more and more like communism. You have the U.S. government buying out bank after bank. They've basically bought out Ford, General Motors. The car industry has been decimated and been bought out. Definition of communism, when the state starts buying up all the big industries, that's communism.
Well, and then what isn't bought up is worked in a fascist relationship. In other words, in concert with the government. So fascism is when the government and the industries sort of merge in their goals. And communism is when the actual production is owned by the government. So in both instances, it's a top heavy and slave labor bottomed system where the people, we're in a situation right now, Noel. People every month have to decide whether they're going to be warm in their house, or they're going to have food, or they're going to be able to have fuel in their automobile to get to work. And the and this is a good month, because 6 months from now, they're not going to have a job to drive to. They may not have a home to heat. And as someone mentioned in the show prior to ours, here on the French Connection, they mentioned that there are 10 cities growing all across the United States. It is an absolute epidemic right now. Homelessness in America is up massive, hundreds of percentages in some places. We're seeing suffering on a mammoth scale in the developed world. But this is only the beginning, because once America fails, every country in the world that does business with America is going to start failing. So if you export to the Western Europe and the United States out of any African country, your economy is going into the tailspin. If you're Chinese, I mentioned last show, a Chinese company that was working with fabric. They were a fabric dye company. It had a company the size of 6 football fields under one roof. They closed their doors and let 30,000 people out of work in one fell swoop in China. Now, this is only the beginning for them. Once people have no money to buy all their trinkets and baubles, then Chinese are going to be out of work and hungry. We're looking at a worldwide implosion, and it is going to be awful, because today, Noel, and you can speak to this, people don't grow their own food anymore, Noel. They don't prepare their own gardens anymore. They rely on distribution.
Well, I'd suggest to people, get to know your local farmer. Make sure I have, as you know, I can cross, not far from you, cross over into France, and I have a local guy there, and I can get meat from him, rabbits and chickens and stuff, all home-fed and excellent quality. Suggestions have been made. I know a couple of the local farmers, and I know where the stuff comes from. I have actually started now my little plot. We'll start now in spring, if we're still around Ireland, haven't collapsed the whole world by then, to actually grow my own gorse and potatoes and some leeks and give it a try. It's something that you have to trial and error, and we have to get stuck into. You know, I personally usually have between about 15 to 20 kilos of rice at any time in my place, and I have supplies.
Yep.
Because any sort of little minor hiccup in, you know, on the supply of oil, and all of a sudden a lot of trucks will stop rolling, and there'll be mass demonstrations and riots to get into stores. But you know, as people all around the world, including your big audience in South Africa, they're very aware of what happened in New Orleans, that particularly the poor whites and blacks weren't allowed to leave the city. They were herded up into a big football stadium. The army came in. The first thing they did was remove their guns, not help the people. So if we can imagine that on a scale 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 times bigger in America, we showed what FEMA could do, which is nothing. We saw what Bush and the government would do. I believe that the Zionist bankers told them, don't move, sit on, let the people suffer for a few days. It'll give them a taste of what's to come.
That's exactly right, and give their troops a chance to practice on the public. Now, any place in this planet, Noel, that is permitted to legally own firearms, I recommend you go out and buy one right away if you don't already own one. And if you already own one, buy extra ammunition and go out and buy a second firearm. If you are not permitted to have a firearm, then start going down the chain of different weapons that you are permitted to have, and have them in your possession so that you are able to stave off or fight off situations that may erupt. Now, we never want to go in and be violent in any way, because violence, of course, is an excuse that the government will use to come in and try to destroy you and the people around you. But on the other hand, to have somebody be able to walk over your family or your neighborhood or your community without any opposition and make terrible victims of everyone like they did in New Orleans is unacceptable, absolutely unacceptable. So my point to everybody out there listening is I'm not calling for you to act violently, but I am calling for you, if you are able, to have protection for your families. Because if this sounds like a dire prediction to the people out there who are kind of on the fence about how bad this really is, they really need to start doing some homework here and find out. And when a country is left defenseless, it becomes a victimized nation. And anybody, anywhere, listening to my voice, and Noel, you know how many people, how many countries, is the French Connection heard in, Noel?
I think one country said 155 or 156, including territories and U.S. Army bases and also even in Israel.
Yep. We are heard all over the world. Now, that there are different rules in every jurisdiction, and I do not urge listeners to go and break any rules, any laws, because
well,
that will
no,
in
I,
itself...
Darryl, you know, besides having some food, people need to have torches or lamps, spare batteries, a water filter. I'm not even talking about firearms. In the country I live in, Switzerland, I can go and get a gun. That's not a problem. But you know, there's some, you know, very simply a water filter. I'm not going to do a publicity for the well-known one. Batteries, lamps. You know, the light, the power goes out. I don't know. I think maybe in Africa. Well, when I was, I've only been to North Africa several times. I haven't been all over, so I won't judge it. But when I was growing up as a kid in Ireland, when I was maybe 6 to 10, we used to have power outages a couple of hours every day, a couple of times ago. You'd know you'd have power from 5 to 7, so you do all your cooking. And it's a terrible way to operate, waiting on the lights to come back on. And a lot of these big companies that have played these derivative games are going to not be able to match their obligations, and certain big industries that are not owned by the Zionist network will go under, and then they'll be bought up for shekels on the pound, very, very little. And this is how they've already taken over. And all of a sudden we'll be in a totally controlled world, and we'll have this new, I won't even call it a money system. Basically, you'll have to work. We'll all be North Koreans. That's what they'll call us, is North Koreans, and we'll all go up and work for the great leader. We'll know at that time who the great leader is. What we're saying is, if you follow the money, you follow this Jewish criminal Zionist network, you will come across names like Oppenheimer and Warburg and Rothschild and the Rockefellers, and these people can go back and you can easily trace their, what they've done. Now, you'll see some of them, like, for example, the Warburgs have kind of come out of the history books, but they're still around, and you have to see who these people are financing. We need to be very careful of, I seen a blog the other day, a South African blog, absolutely nothing got to do with the alternative media as such, and the guy said, look at this empty shopping malls in Johannesburg. And I looked, he had about 15-20 photos of shopping malls, not a sinner in the whole store.
Yep.
In the whole shopping center. So
yep.
I mean, people in Africa are there on the ground. I'm preparing for, I don't believe in all this Christmas and wasting all your money, and then, the following week everything is on sale. If I need something and I really badly, I'll go and get it. I don't have to wait for Christmas. I don't believe in all this commercialism. It's not good. If you want to have a religious Christmas for the Christians, fine. Have your Christmas dinner. I have nothing against it. But it's all this, you need to go out and buy 50 presents and put yourself in hock and in credit. It's okay, we have a credit card. But this year we're going to see how America survives their first Christmas without credit.
You're exactly right. We've come to the end of our hour, Noel, and I want to thank you, my friend, for doing this with me tonight, because, you know, bouncing off some of these most important subjects off of a well-established person like yourself. You've been fighting this fight for years alongside me and many others. I want to thank you, Noel, very, very, very much from the bottom of my heart, my friend.
Thanks, Darryl, and thanks to CIA for broadcasting.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is my friend Ogner, his name is on the Internet, the Info Underground, and he is an absolute treasure for the truth. So please visit his website and mine, IamTheWitness.com, the French Connection's website, and my name, Darryl Bradford Smith. Until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, please take care of your families. Share with them these facts, these truths. Go to your neighbors. Lead them into these facts as a Socratic way of teaching them. By all means, please inform the world of what is coming and what we need to do about it to stop it. Until the next time, this is Darryl Bradford Smith telling you all, please, please be well.